This is Geek News Central. My name is Todd Cochran. The stories that leads the show are women wanted for Chinese startups, but you're not going to believe this. Uber rape cases being tried in private arbitration. Six new Gmail features. Possibly a new in-home test that will detect disease. And we're going to talk about the Roku and the Roku channel expansion. I want to welcome you to episode 1277 of the Geek News Central podcast for Thursday, April 26th. This show is sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com and listeners just like you. Great deals from GoDaddy can be found at GeekNewsCentral.com/GoDaddy. Of course, support of the show today can be done at GeekNewsCentral.com/Insider or simply PayPal.me/geeknews. You can pick up Ohana gear at cafepress.com/Ohana store. Hey, I want to give a warm welcome to all the new listeners of the show. Thanks for being here. Thanks for checking the show out. There is two more shows after this one where I will be on travel with no video, but video to the show will return when I get back to Hawaii on May 6th. Of course, I want you to visit geeknewscentral.com to subscribe to the show and the newsletter on the website. You can visit Geek News Central daily to read all the great content on the website. And of course, when I'm live in Hawaii, you can find that at live.geeknewscentral.com. Of course, you can email me here, geeknews@gmail.com, geeknews@gmail.com, or you can follow me on Twitter at Geek News. You can join our new Mastodon chat room at geeknews.chat, or send me an email and let me know you want to be part of our Slack family as well. You can follow me on Google Plus or Facebook just by searching for my name, Todd Cochran. You can watch this show on the Roku via the Tech Podcast channel or on the Apple TV just by searching for Geek News Central. You can listen on the Amazon smart devices or on a Google Home or on a Microsoft smart device just by telling those devices to play the podcast Geek News Central. You can listen on Stitcher.com or listen or watch at Blueberry.com. Partner shows include No Better Than Average with Jacob and Jeff, The Gadget Professor with Mr. Don Bain at TheGadgetProfessor.com. We got the Pro Gear site at ProGear.Guru, written by the GNC team. Of course, we got the New Media Show, co-hosted by myself and Rob Greenling at NewMediaShow.com and the Podcast Legend Show. This show is sponsored, of course, in part by the longest continuous running sponsor of a podcast known to man, and that is by our good friends at GoDaddy.com. Whether it be a domain name, whether it be a dedicated server, virtual dedicated server, whether it be a hosting account where you're just trying to get your business up and running, or a managed WordPress hosting account where you have all the security taken care of by the GoDaddy team. All those deals can be found at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. There's deals there for a 99-cent.com or a dollar a month economy or managed WordPress hosting. For the first year, it includes a free domain name with that. So you basically get a great package to start your show. Use the promo codes at checkout or click the link at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. We want to thank GoDaddy for being a longtime sponsor here. Powers the GNC family in a big, big way. Of course, I bought another domain and you guys are using it. Those of you that have joined the Mastodon chat room by buying the geeknews.chat domain a few days ago. So again, another top-level domain that's available over there that you can use my 30% promo code on. All right, well, I tell you what. Hey, big news here. My wife has joined me on travel. She flew into JFK yesterday and has joined me here on travel. So she's hanging out for a few days before she flies back. But I must admit, it's crazy weather. It's warmed up a little bit here on the East Coast, but between rain, fog, it's bizarre for sure. And I'm staying extremely busy, extremely sleep deprived from my schedule. So I want to thank all of you guys for being patient with me. Of course, allowing me to record the show during a lunch break on, what day was that? Tuesday. And hard to believe it's already Thursday here, and it's time for another Geek News Central podcast. When time flies when you're on travel having fun. But thanks for everyone for being part of the Ohana here. And, of course, staying connected and sending your feedback on the show. So I'm going to jump right into the content here today. I want to talk about this piece in the New York Times. And now just, you know, Kirk found this and I was completely blown away. And let me just give you the picture that they put on the article. You've got a guy that's working on a computer, and standing behind him is a Chinese girl that is giving him a neck massage. And I'm literally, and ladies, I just can't believe this. I'm honest with you. China's vibrant technology scene is searching for people like Shen Yu. Qualifications: must be attractive, know how to charm socially awkward programmers, and give relaxing massages. Ms. Shen is a programmer motivator, as they are known in China, part psychologist, part cheerleader. The women are hired to chat up and calm stressed out coders. The jobs are proliferating in a society that largely adheres to gender stereotypes and believes that male programmers are zai, or nerds who have no social lives. They supposedly really need someone to talk to them from time to time, to organize activities for them, to ease some of the pressure, says Ms. Shen, a 25-year-old who has a degree in civil engineering from a university in Beijing, who is rubbing this programmer's neck. Wow. 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 The inequalities and biases in China are rarely discussed openly and remain firmly entrenched. The country's laws against gender discrimination are not enforced. Companies are direct in their job ads. Males preferred. Only good whip-looking women need to apply. With programmer motivators, it's more explicit, putting women in subservient positions to men. Are we not past this? Maybe I'm just too naive here. And what is this? What are we reading between the lines here, folks? Come on. This is, you know, did the New York Times really write a detailed description of what's going on here? Are they just cheerleaders and motivators and they provide social activities and rub their necks? It's disgusting. It really is. On a recent Friday, I thought it was really novel, Ms. Shen said, because I've never seen such a job before. On a recent Friday, she approached Gyu Jun, 28, who has a fold-out bed next to a desk. Ms. Shen asked whether his waist was still hurting from the long hours at his desk. He said yes. He had been coding from 10 or 11 hours the past few nights. The company's intention is for me to give you a massage, though my techniques might not be great, Ms. Shen told Mr. Go. Both of them broke out in giggles. Why don't you hire massage therapists, people that are trained in the art of shiatsu and all these great Asian massage techniques, instead of hiring cute girls to massage the necks of stressed out programmers. Mr. Feng said Ms. Shen had improved the work environment by organizing birthday parties and getting programmers active with games such as tug of wars or sack races. He said he was open to the idea of male programmer motivators, but somewhat skeptical. A man chatting with a man, it's like going out on a date with a guy, Mr. Feng said. A little awkward, isn't it? What do you think, ladies? I definitely want to hear from you. Are you as appalled as I am? or are you not surprised? Let's moving on here to another topic that's just as atrocious. Women who have alleged rape by Uber drivers are asking for their day in court. 14 women have wrote an open letter to Uber's board of directors asking the company to free them from private arbitration. 9 women are suing Uber. They say they were sexually assaulted by the ride-hailing company's drivers. Originally, 2 women filed a lawsuit in November. Since then, 7 more plaintiffs have signed on. Uber said that all court proceedings must take place in private arbitration rather than be open to the public because agreements the women clicked on when they signed up to use the Uber app. So, forcing female riders as a condition of using Uber's app to pursue claims of sexual assault and rape in secret arbitration is draconian, disgusting. Need to find out if this is the same terms Lyft has on this. Because it's really, really wrong. It's really, I'm just like, why? Do these drivers, will they go to prison if they are found guilty, just like any other case? Or is Uber just going to pay them off and the drivers walk free? I don't get it. I really don't get it. I don't know how this is even legal. How is this legal in the world that we live in today? How is this possible? A driver can allegedly rape someone, and then these cases go to arbitration where no public record is being produced. I will continue not ride Uber. I'm sure Lyft is having its own issues. But really, really, just something so wrong with this whole picture. I don't get it. I really don't. All right, next topic. Moving on here. 6 new Gmail features worth trying and how to get them now. On the surface, you could easily mistake the new Gmail for the same web-based email you've been using for years. But in the settings, there's a try the new Gmail. You can make your email self-destruct. You can set a time and date that those emails will self-destruct. You can unsend an email. So I've done that before. That's been around for a while, I thought. You can make more room for your inbox. The tiny tweak is hiding in plain sight. Google's added the ability to collapse the left navigation bar to make more room for your list of unread emails. And don't open your emails. It's ultimate productivity tip. Instead of opening your emails, don't open them. If you hover over a message in your inbox, 4 icons will appear. You can archive an email, trash it, mark it as read or unread, snooze it without opening it, or if you select snooze, you can choose a certain day or time to be reminding of its existence. As a bonus, you don't need to open an email to see its attachments. They now appear as small icons in the main inbox, so you can quickly open them without digging through a chain of emails. Also, when you can't find the words, let Google answer for you. Gmail's new Smart Reply feature scans incoming email and suggests 3 possible replies. Simple enough conversations. For example, if a friend asks if you have any pepper jack cheese for a picnic, Gmail might suggest I do indeed, or no, I do not. You can edit or add the text before hitting send. I'd love to have the ability to have a whole bunch of auto responses. And you can stay on task with a brand new app. There's a new sidebar on the right of Gmail that shows a mini version of the Google Calendar task and other apps. If you use task lists for keeping track of what you need to do, you can check Google's new standalone task mobile app as well. So all this is available to those of you that are using Gmail. Something I found pretty exciting today. A company called CRISPR, C-I-R-S-P-R, they want to make an at-home test that detects disease. So this is a biotech company called Mammoth Biosciences is working on a simple portable test that would give everyone from healthcare professionals to just people at home the ability to detect various diseases, infectious, and cancers quickly and easily. The test would use the CRISPR to determine what bacteria, viruses, or genetic mutations were present in a person's blood, saliva, or urine, and a companion app would inform users about what was detected. So imagine a world where you could test for the flu right from your living room, determine the exact strain you've been infected with, or rapidly screen for the early warning signs of cancer. So Mammoth, co-founded by CRISPR, CRISPR pioneer Jennifer Donde, and her lab demonstrated CRISPR's ability to detect detect types of HPV in a science paper published earlier this year. CRISPR is a defense mechanism used by bacteria to hone in on and cut strands of DNA at specific locations. Researchers are exploring how to use the CRISPR to treat ALS, Huntington's disease, HIV, sickle cell disease, and also demonstrated promise in making pig organs more viable for transplant. Hey, one thing I heard today was that this is national, basically, I think it's National STD Awareness Month or something like that. And I heard that Washington, D.C. Per capita had some of the highest STD rates in the country. How about an app that will detect STDs or a sensor that will detect an STD and then connect someone with a physician? Right? Wouldn't that be a cool thing to have? There's news on the street that the Roku channel expansion is basically confirmed. And I think we missed this before, but Roku is essentially confirming its plans to bring an ad-supported It's planning to bring its free ad-supported the Roku channel streaming service to a wide number of non-Roku hardware platforms. With an update to its privacy policy, as first spotted by Variety magazine, the new policy has users agreeing to or opting out of being served personalized ads on non-Roku OTT devices. So in other words, a Sony TV, Samsung Smart TV, that type of stuff, a PlayStation. So the company plans to start streaming the Roku channel to other devices. And this has already been reported, but not officially confirmed. It looks like this is what the case is going to happen. So keep an eye on that. Amazon is now selling home security services, including installation and no monthly fees. So that's interesting. They've been quietly launched a portal offering home security services, which includes all the equipment you would need and in-person visit from Amazon consultants to devise and install the kit. The least expensive $240 for outdoor base gives you an Echo Dot Plus indoors and outdoor lighting designed to make it look like your home. And the most expensive tier, $840 for smart tests, includes alarm, siren, motion sensor, safety sensors, a camera, and an Echo Dot, the lighting and video doorbell, potentially rolling in previous security launches from the companies like Amazon Key and CloudCam. So Amazon's now in the home security business. Interesting interview on CNET by the new Smithsonian space leader. She was talking about NASA, alien life, Star Trek. It's a Q&A from ex-NASA chief scientist Ellen Stofan, who will be the first woman to run the National Air and Space Museum, discussing rockets, Mars, and even discrimination. So this is a good read. And a smart lady, lots of very interesting topics she covered, talking about Star Trek, talking about potential find alien life, talking about space, talking about aerospace, you name it. Great interview. I read all the way through it. Link will be up in the show notes. Another article is talking about the long-awaited death of cash maybe finally coming. You know, we've heard this for many years. You know, I don't believe it, but it appears that some people are running into situations where there's basically people are taking cash or non-chip cards only, and I don't know what that means. What's a non-chip card? I thought all credit cards had a chip on them. So that I don't fully understand. But if we're going to go to the point where we're going to be the death of cash, that means that, you know, the government would love that, the death of cash, because they can track everything and tax people that aren't, you know, basically reporting all their income. You go to a non-cash society and, you know, the government loves that. I don't know. I don't think there's going to be a time anywhere near future where there's going to be the death of cash. I don't know. What do you think? But they're predicting it. I think it's a ways off yet. Hulu will give you a half year of HBO for just $30. So with shows like Westworld and a ton of movies, including several recent hits, $15 per month is on sale a lot for some folks. So HBO is teamed up with Hulu, and all you do is pay $5 per month for the 6 months, and you get HBO added to your Hulu package that you currently already have. Moving on here, you know, I love cars. I love them so much that I run them until they die. You know, that's how I drive vehicles. I'm not a person that changes cars every, you know, 3 years or 18 months like some people, but there was not a very ordinary Lamborghini on display at the Tokyo Auto 2000. Oh, this is, what is this article on time? Yeah. Anyway, this Lamborghini that's being pictured here was covered with 600,000 Swarovski pink crystals. But there's a pretty good article on this car and a variety of others as well. If you want to see some cool car designs that probably most of us can't afford and some that you can, link will be up in the show notes for you. In-screen fingerprint sensors coming to 100 million phones by 2019. A new report predicts you'll see a lot more fingerprint sensors that live underneath the phone display. So that's exciting. So again, your next smartphone may have a fingerprint sensor built into the screen. So that's being reported as coming. I know it's been worked on a lot, and I guess the tech is finally kind of matured enough, and we'll start seeing it. Newark, New Jersey, has released the Amazon HQ2 proposal, highlighting the city's diversity and tech infrastructure. So basically, this the city was sued by a resident, and he sued access to the Amazon HQ2 submission. The proposal titled Yes, Newark is more than 200 pages long and highlights the city's diverse population, tech infrastructure, and transportation system. It also offers suggested locations for the headquarters and touts more than 50 pages of letters and recommendations. So they did do some redacting. The city redacted the financial incentives, which I'm sure the residents would like to see. Kirk, I know you live close to that area. Why don't you give that a read and see what you think? I know 200 pages is a lot, but maybe you can give us the Reader's Digest version. TCL 6 Series could be the most incredible TV value for 18, starting at a hyper-aggressive $600 for the 55-inch size. It checks all the picture quality and smart TV boxes. Watch out, Vizio. So So that's, you know, TCL has been pretty aggressive in television pricing, but a 55-inch at $600, pretty slick. I don't know if it's a Roku native box or not, but you can find these at Best Buy, Amazon, and others. Link will be up in the show notes here for you. And have you ever bought a TCL television? If you have, I'd love to hear from you. AT&T's least favorite net neutrality bill takes another step forward. California's tough net neutrality bill clears a second Senate committee in a week, probably headed towards ratification. And California's obviously going to face lawsuits from the broadband industry if it imposes a net neutrality law. And the U.S. Telecom Lobby Group represents 18 other telcos has already said that they will sue states that impose net neutrality rules. And the group would argue that the FCC repeal preempt states from imposing their own net neutrality law. So we'll see where this goes. But the California one's really, it's even stronger in language than what the original FCC net neutrality rules are. Hey, in the science field, an astounding pileup, a 14 galaxy just discovered, may become the most massive object in the universe. For the first time ever, astronomers discovered a colossal mega merger of 14 star-bursting galaxies, which date back to the early years of the cosmos. So link will be up in the show notes, and there's a pretty cool little demo video that goes along with it. And but anyway, too far away for us to mirror or for most people to care. Amazon Echo can soon prompt follow-up questions without the keyword prompt. Isn't that interesting? Amazon device will soon be smarter, more natural about the way it interacts with you. This includes the device being able to recall information you've told it to remember, including and asking multiple questions without each querying beginning with, you said it, the keyword, and launching skills through natural request. So we'll be able to trigger our devices just by talking, not by saying the keyword. A robot launched weather balloon in Alaska is making a lot of folks very uncomfortable. The National Weather Service says these auto launchers will save money and cause a reduction in overhead and the loss of a lot of jobs. And the unions are very worried about this. We'll see where this ends up. Square is buying the website maker Weebly for $365 million. So you can see where they're going here. Web commerce tied to Square. Good move, Square. Good play. Instead of partnering up with a website developer, they went ahead and just bought one. So this was a very brilliant move by that team. Facebook and Google are finally taking steps on the road to transparency about content moderation. A lot of that discussion's been going on. But here's an amazing number. In a first ever report, the report highlights the total number of videos removed from YouTube in the last quarter, a staggering 8,284,000 videos. The total number of videos removed in the last quarter of 2017, and they were in basically flagged for everything from spam, sexual content, hate speech, terrorist content, etc. And they've laid out their what is basically qualifies to be removed. And also Facebook made a trailblazing announcement of its own. The company published a much more comprehensive version of its community standards, including the detailed internal guidelines the company uses to make moderation decisions. Now, if you think about this, these Google and Facebook are almost governments within themselves, and their moderation of content could be used to shape messaging in world politics and you name it. So they got to have this ability to not allow humans to make too many decisions because of the biases involved and have strict guidelines. So we'll see where this goes. We can talk about this topic probably for a whole hour on its own. Sprint is introducing the unlimited 55 plus plan on May 18th to basically go head-to-head with T-Mobile. As for pricing, the Sprint Unlimited 55 Plus plan is expected to cost $50 for one line and $70 for two lines. It compared to T-Mobile's Unlimited 55 Plus plan. It's $50 per month for one line and $70 or more for two lines. So it's same dealio on Sprint, and they are desperately trying to climb themselves back. iTunes is now available in the Microsoft Store for Windows 10 for those of you that want to get that installed. And we've seen this for years coming online, but the iPad has really changed aviation a big way in planning and documents they have to sign and getting notices. And there's a big, big topic about this in Wired, talking about how iPads have really allowed pilots to get the notices they need at a quicker basis, a paper trail, the whole nine yards on. And it talks about British Airways utilization of iPads in the cockpit and its pre-flight planning as well. Very, very cool deal. Hey, Qualcomm, they're under some pressure. But the earnings call showed just how far the company is willing to go to preserve one of its core businesses. And the San Diego chipmaker posted quarterly profit and revenue that topped Wall Street forecast. But they're trying to basically make some licensing a lot easier for companies. And so they're being very aggressive and making sure that their brand and their chips and everything that cell phone manufacturers buy from Qualcomm to go in their devices is at a price that companies can afford and increasing the licensing and all that stuff. So they're getting serious about it. For those of you that have a MacBook 2015 or greater with one of the new keyboards, lots of people are having trouble with the keyboards. A lot of keys are sticking. If it goes outside of the AppleCare time frame, it could cost you as much as $700 to have a keyboard replacement made. There's a lot of people that are very upset about this, but Apple has published a report on the best ways to clean your keyboard. If you have one that's sticking a little bit, take heed here, folks. If you have a MacBook, look at this. It's very, very important that you do it. Also, we may see HD vinyl coming on the scene next year. A vinyl that's being cut by laser, something new there. So we'll see what goes on with that. Also, Uber has updated their bounty program. After a 2016 data breach, they refined their bounty program and tried to follow along with more global guidelines on how that works. You know, it's no easy task when you have someone come to you with a cyber risk and demand a bounty. You feel obligated to pay a bounty just because they've not hacked you and told you about a security bug. You're kind of, you feel almost obligated to do so. And but Uber did a couple of things that wasn't quite right. They paid a ransomware on some data to have it destroyed. But to be honest with you, what are companies really left to do at this time frame with all these cybersecurity issues that are going on in the space? Also, please, 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 if you get a message from Mark Zuckerberg that told you you've won the lottery, please understand that these are fake. A number of Facebook and Instagram accounts have been parading as Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg and COO Sheryl Sandberg, tricking people into sending large amounts of money in order to collect bogus lottery winnings. Zuckerberg doesn't run lotteries. How do people fall for this? Please, 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 you know, educate your elderly and those that are in positions that could be vulnerable to this kind of thing. Don't let anyone ever do this. The good reporter on Engadget talking about someday every piece of a person will be replaceable. We've heard recently about a penile replacement that happened to a U.S. military member, the first 14-hour marathon transplant that happened. It was a full male genital transplant surgery. Wouldn't you love to get the full details on that? But, you know, they're doing all kinds of cool stuff, growing lungs. And I've told you guys, when we started this show, that it will just be a matter of time before we're going to just have to order up a kidney. It's happening. It's science is amazing. We'll see what happens here over the next, again, another 10 years, but it's going to happen. I'm telling you, it's going to happen. YouTube, of course, just turned into a teenager, as we talked about on the last show, but YouTube has a plan to clean up the mess that made it rich. And they are trying to, you know, really bring back some of these issues or, you know, to recover from some of these stupid things that people do and launching, you know, videos that are causing all kinds of uproars, whether it be PewDiePie, whether it be YouTube personalities making off jokes about Nazis, whether it be grotesque videos, whether it, you just name it, it just goes on and on and on and on. You know, we got that shock humor or that Paul Logan, you know, videotaped a dead body in Japan and just horrible, horrible stuff. And so they're trying to clean that up. And so we'll see where this happens. You know, they've long prioritized growth over safety, but I don't know if they can continue like this. And they've lost a bunch of advertisers over it. But this is a good article in Bloomberg if you want to go through and check it out. Hey, we talked about MoviePass. And of course, MoviePass is unsure that it will ever offer a movie per day plan again. And right now, it's only 4 movies a month that you get with MoviePass on any new signups. So if you got grandfathered into the old plan, congratulations. The new plans, looks like it's only 4 movies a month. EU law would force Netflix and Amazon to stream more European content. Can you believe this? All right. Now, for my European listeners, do you think Netflix and Amazon can fill their library with 30% of the media that is European? Do they make that many movies in Europe? Is that possible? Is that possible? But that's a law. European lawmakers have already made it so that people who travel around the EU can access their paid streaming from likes of Netflix and Amazon Prime Video as if they were at home. And the data portability law is just the start. The European Parliament, Council, and Commission have all reached a preliminary agreement to revise the rules to apply to audiovisual content across the region, including online streaming media, in addition to extending the current rules to video sharing platforms like YouTube, Facebook. The proposal requires that at least 30% of the content on Netflix, Amazon Prime, and other on-demand paid services be of European origin. We will see. I don't know if that's possible, but maybe so. Speaking of Amazon did announce the financial results. First quarter sales up 43% to $51 billion. Operating cash flow increased 4% to $18.2 billion, compared with $17.5 billion for the trailing 12 months ended in 2017. Free cash flow decreased $7.3 billion. So good job. And that sales increased 43% again. This is big, big, big numbers, up from 35.7 in the first quarter of 17. So good quarter for Amazon. At the same time, Amazon's cloud revenues jumped 49%. The business generated $1.4 billion operating income for Amazon in their cloud Amazon Web Services. So again, sales of $5.44 billion as compared to $5.26 billion average estimate that the analysts were expecting. So very, very good. Very, very good, Amazon. At the same time, Microsoft announced revenue of $26.8 billion, increased 16%. Operating income was $8.3 billion and increased 23%. Net income was $7.4 billion. Diluted earnings per share was 95 cents and decreased by 36%. So Microsoft, again, and their cloud business is rocking it as well. Intel also reported strong quarter one earnings, and the tech giant reported income of $4.5 billion or 93 cents per share. Non-GAAP earnings were 87 cents per share with revenue of $16.1 billion, up 13% from the year prior. So Wall Street was looking for an earning of 72 cents per share. So they made their mark. So good job to Intel as well. So all these tech companies hit it out of the ballpark. Apple, if you like the airport Wi-Fi, it's gone. They are discontinuing the airport Wi-Fi routers. They're no longer going to be sold. Apple will continue to support them. But if you need a router and you want to use an Apple product, you're going to have to go somewhere else. Also, tis the season. Actually, the winter season is usually the hardest on batteries, but there's a lot of multifunction car jump starter batteries available today. I've got a link of a bunch of them from Android Central that are in the link. Again, I'm a big fan of the Anker batteries, and they've got one here for jumping your car as well, as along with DB Power and WeGo and Beat It as well. So link will be up in the show notes. You can review those. I've seen those start cars. They work good. Naughty, naughty Nike. Nike has been sued for running pirated software. Wow. Why would they do that? Apparently, they had one specific company. They had a license agreement in place since 2001, but when audit was done, they were running a lot more software than they were licensed to, and they hadn't been renewing a bunch of pirated keys that they downloaded from the internet. So, yep, they're going to pay a big bill on that one. At the same time, the U.S. House has sent a key music royalties bill to the Senate. Can you believe that the reps actually got everyone but 16 representatives to vote for this in agreement? When it comes to music and collecting revenue for artists, I guess they're all on the same page. I don't have the details on this specific bill. We'll see how it affects the digital space as it makes its way through the Senate. Also, you know, must be Google Street View cars are on some sort of clock, because a Google Street View car drove through the paths of last summer's eclipse and didn't even stop. It drove during the eclipse, and you can see the route that the car took. Some people found it in Maryland Heights, Missouri, and on the edge of the line of totality, and it was taking pictures throughout the eclipse, and again, it just kept on rolling. It makes you wonder, doesn't it? Hey, if you've got an in-wall air conditioner, if you're looking to replace one, GE has a new smart air conditioner. It works with the HomeKit, works with both Amazon and Google's device, so it connects up via Wi-Fi, and you can control it right from your mobile phone. So pretty slick stuff there. GE Appliances' new smart air conditioner. That model starts, well, there's a bunch of models. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 models that work with the smart devices, priced from $229 all the way up to about $329. So I have that link up in the show notes for you, obviously, to check out. Well, you remember this guy that was making a recovery disc? Eric Lundergan, we've talked about him, who paid a Chinese company to print thousands of Dell-branded recovery CDs. Well, he's been ordered to prison for 15 months after having been convicted. His appeal was denied, and so he's going to go to the slammer for 15 months over this deal, and of course, pay a fine as well. So, again, you sell a Windows recovery disk or make one and make one available. We're not talking about hacking Windows, just a recovery disk. You get caught, you're going to go to jail. Now, a real weird one. Disney's made a jacket to simulate physical experiences like a snake slithering across your body. Count me out. Disney's research at MIT Media Lab in Carnegie Mellon University has unveiled a new conceptual haptic force jacket that simulates physical experiences to people wearing the device. The jacket is lined with airbags controlled by a computer that inflates and deflates the bag. Disney envisions the jacket will be used with VR headsets for more immersive experiences. Given its ability to simulate hugs, being hit or punched, and peculiarly, the sensation of a snake slithering across the body. No thank you. No thank you. If you're in Tennessee, I'm going to just give you a warning. This Marsha Blackburn, who is running for the Republican that is Bob Corker's seat that is leaving the Senate, she is big time Charlie Brown telecommunication. She's just a hack. She's a hack for AT&T and Comcast and everyone. She's been promoting in the state fast lanes, wanting to. I would be very, very careful if I was. You know, I would check her credentials if you're thinking about voting for her. Again, she is a big telecommunication industry hack. I'd be advise you to check how much money they paid her in donations for her campaigns. But again, Marsha Blackburn wants ISPs to sell fast lanes like TSA PreCheck, and she made a big speech of it on the Tennessee state floor here just recently. You guys hear about this F-Secure hack? This F-Secure can hack unlock millions of hotel rooms with a handheld device. And how many of you have walked up to a hotel room that has a Wi-Fi device? That you basically put your card up against it in the car and the door unlocks. Well, they've been able to hack it. And there's more than 42,000 properties and 166 countries that use this type of device. And for very little amount of money, they're able to unlock any door in any of the 42,000 properties and 166 categories. And they posted the hack online. Very, very simple. Very, very scary. Just give me a key. Tile is partnering with Comcast so you can track lost items from your TV. If you're like me, honey, where are the keys? Well, now you can ask your TV, or your TV will tell you where keys are by using a Tile locator. And we've seen Tile in action. We've talked about Tile before. But again, Talon Xfinity users will now be able to use their Xfinity X1 voice remote to locate tagged items with the results showing up on their TV. So you can find your car keys or your, you know, whatever it may be that you've lost. And fellas, we're the ones that are always losing this stuff. Facebook has hired an FCC official that was part of the George W. Bush administration. He's appointed this FCC chief as the head of their public policy. Of course, Facebook's facing some ongoing, they're looking in pretty deep. So they brought in a big gun here. His name's Kevin Martin, who led the agency from 2005 to 2009 underneath the Bush administration. And he's on board at Facebook and will be looking at their stuff. LG had a great quarter as well, celebrating record profits by making its biggest ever acquisition, something to do with automobile lights and a company that is called ZXW, Austrian company ZXW, which has resulted in them having a pretty good quarter here financially. And of course, Mark Zuckerberg's one of his folks was in the EU, especially specifically UK, and he told UK he was being interviewed and by the UK Parliamentary Committee investigating the impact of social media on recent elections, and it got pretty tough. One of the heated exchanges between Julian Knight and the Facebook executive Schroffer, S-C-H-R-O-E-P-F-R, I know I destroyed his name. The conservative minister said that Facebook was a morality-free zone, destructive to privacy, and not an innocent party that was wronged by the Cambridge Analytica. So he says, your company is the problem. So it got pretty nasty. There's a few things they did like what he had to say, but again, Facebook under the gun. Okay, here's some deals. Get an Acer laptop with a Core i7 and 1080p display for $459. There's a whole bunch of deals in the deal list today, so you definitely want to check that out. Rest of Verizon phones in 2018, talking about some the Pixel 2 and talking about Samsung Galaxy S9. That link will be up in the show notes. Of course, we already talked about the TCL Premium 4K HDR TV that's for $649 available. We talked a little bit. Here's for the big spenders. And this, you have to wait for this one. BMW has an all-new electric model coming in 2020. It's called the iX3. It's based on the current X3 crossover. It uses BMW's fifth-generation electric powertrain. So that is coming to a BMW dealership in 2020, which will actually be sometime mid-next year. Also, Motorola aims to sell a total of 30 million of the Moto G6 units. And this will be mostly for Latin America. It's a little cheaper phone. It's available for those types of markets. So they're trying to get those in the market and sold. But anyway, that's going to wrap me up for content tonight. Quick and dirty through the show. Let's see if we had anything that came in that I need to talk about. Don't think so. Think I'm good. The missus is here. She's looking at me. We're going to go to dinner. So thank all of you for hanging out with me today on the show. Be back with you on Monday. Should be on a regular schedule. And look forward to bringing a show Monday night. But hope everyone has a good one. Please, please, please support the sponsor. It's greatly appreciated. We're a little bit behind for the month. Continue to be. So if you've been holding off, this is the month to make a purchase. I definitely appreciate it if you'll do that. Again, geeknews@gmail.com. Join our Mastodon chat at geeknews.chat. Jump over there and jump on. Join the conversation. Please do so. And we'll see you on Monday. Everyone take care. We'll see you next time. Aloha.